Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Brisbane, Queensland, Australia, Scott Maiman, my colleague, to comment on news about the Winter Olympics. The news is positive if you look at the point of view of the United States and its contest with the People's Republic of China over human rights abuses. The Biden administration has made the decision to diplomatically boycott the Olympics. No major figure, no VIP will attend. The team is going, however. They will not be deprived all their training. I find similar decisions being made around the world, especially Australia. Scott, a very good morning to you and a good day to Australia. How is this playing on your television news, your diplomats not attending? You have had this sort of running feud with China. Good day.
G'day, John. Look, yeah, we've had a big battle with China and we haven't even left our shores yet. Basically, it's more than just the human rights activity that Australia is looking at. For the past couple of years, we've seen tensions grow diplomatically with China to the point where they've got these extraordinary high tariff charges placed on Australian exports to China. It's gotten to the point where some of our produce is not being exported to China anymore. It's just too costly. So we've had this glut, and some of the things I'm talking about would be wine as an example, that has been looked at as almost a terror ploy on our exports. So it's more than just, for us, human rights abuse. It's also the ongoing tariff battle between China and Australia, and it's not over for a long shot, that's for sure.
Yes, Scott, my experience with you Australians, in the course of my life, I met Australians for the first time when I traveled in Europe as a young man. This is the last country I'd pick a fight with. I'll just mention that. We go now to news that has a harder cast, and this is about the virus and the vaccines. Your deputy leader is testing positive. Is that a blow or is he taking it in stride? Do you know?
He seems to be taking it in his stride. Now, just to background this one, our deputy prime minister, Barnaby Joyce is his name. He was on a business trip to the UK. It was in the UK where it seems he's picked up this particular COVID virus, but he didn't know it until after he arrived in Washington, D.C. And his business trip was expected to continue. He was looking at social media matters and protection laws, but he wasn't feeling well, got himself tested. He came back positive. Other members of his business trip party have so far not tested positive. They've come back negative. His biggest gripe at the moment, he fully understands this. He's got a bit of a sniffly nose, just feeling a little under the weather, but he's stuck in a hotel room in isolation for the next 10 days. And his biggest gripe, he said, is that none of the TV stations are broadcasting the Ashes Test cricket series, which is underway in Australia. So he's got that frustration of nothing on TV to watch, not even the cricket.
And we have need of the report about Omicron in Australia, where there have been a few cases, I think, mentioned, chiefly from the airplane that came in a week past. But also, your lockdown was ending as Omicron arose. Has there been any significant change in your travel arrangements in Australia?
At this point in time, we are still opening up, just a little delayed with opening up. Now, our international border is not expected to open up until maybe February next year. Our states, Queensland, as we have particularly spoken about in the past, that state where I am is expected to open its borders to the rest of the country on Monday. So at this stage, it is business as planned. I'm not going to say business as usual. It's business as planned with the reopening of our state borders. But yes, it did hit at the time as we just started our reopening of our borders. And it was a double whammy earlier this week when we got word that a new variant of Omicron had been discovered right here where I am. Somebody in hotel quarantine has been confirmed with a new strain of COVID. It's a bit of a different variant from the current Omicron. They're calling it Omicron-like, and it's the first in the world. They're still discovering why this is different to the original Omicron strain.
Is your border in Queensland still blocked to travel to New South Wales?
At this point in time, it is, but it is going to be opening on Monday. So Monday is a very significant day for the state of Queensland, where it's been open, closed, pretty much over the past 2 years because of COVID. And we're hoping to see the divided states of Australia opening up come Monday.
We go now from the virus news, the vaccine news, and you're a heavily vaccinated country. I know that. However, it appears that the Omicron does not respect all vaccines. So we're all waiting for better information. We know that they've moved, but they've moved in London now to recommend people at home. There's been no recommendation in Australia or in Queensland to match that. Has there, Scott? That I haven't read it.
No. In fact, it has been the subject of an emergency cabinet meeting to discuss this. At the moment, we are still being told get the booster shot about 6 months after your second vaccination jab. So that is what we're dealing with at the moment. Pretty prudent, actually, when you do think about it, because Pfizer has come out to us and said, look, it'll be 100 days before they can change their chemical makeup of the Pfizer jab to take in the Omicron variant. And that is probably in sticking with the plans with the six-month booster shot plan. So they actually do go hand in hand, and that's the message that we're getting here in Australia.
France. I read an item that France has yet to forgive Australia for the flap over AUKUS. It's very strange because France at the same time is saying it's forgiven America. It's all a tangle to me. Does this continue to be a news item in the television that France is angry with you?
Well, yes, France is still angry at Australia. We know that there's a long memory when it comes to France. We're over it. We just want to get on with the job. It's a shame that France feels that they still need to have a dig at us in Australia. But what's done is done. We move on. I know that it led to some delegates on both sides being recalled. It's been a partial recall since then. Get over it, France. It's done. We've moved forward. We would like to move forward. It's just a shame that France continues to look back at this. It's a dead issue now.
The virus, I want to make sure I understand. We're very concerned about Omicron here in the United States, not because it's understood to be deadly, but because it's said to be transmissible. But we have very incomplete information. Is there new conversation about shutting down again in Australia? Has there been any buzz like that in, I understand your states are different governances, so it's not all one. Has there been any talk like that on your talk shows?
Yes. So, and you're correct to say that each individual state has its own governance and can make rules up as they go along. So unfortunately, across Australia, we're governed by individual states that makes these decisions. I know that Tasmania, Western Australia, they're two states that are still having shutdowns in their firing lines. When the individual leaders of each state gets probed on, will there be another lockdown? It's been a continued, it may be possible. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
Uncertainty. Oh, how we like uncertainty. Scott Maiman, CBS News. He's in Brisbane, Queensland, which We'll celebrate the opening of the border soon enough, we believe. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.